I recently did a poll on my LinkedIn asking people if they're on YouTube. And well, let's say that I was kind of hoping to be a little bit more surprised, but I'm not sure if I was. What do you think about these results? So 84% of respondents to the poll said that they are on YouTube. 8% said, no, they're not, but they want to be, which left 8% saying their audience either wasn't on there or they had another reason for not being on YouTube. Now, if I'd gotten these results over even 6 months ago, I probably would have been surprised because 84% being on YouTube is really no joke. But I know that YouTube and the concept of video has really taken center stage recently. And now we're getting told by everyone that we need to be taking advantage of this opportunity, especially as YouTube gets more and more into the podcasting space. And my take? Well, everything is an opportunity. And for me, for you, I would think about not if, but when. You know I'm a big believer in focus and intentionality, and I know that many of us will become excited and swept up in the hype of YouTube without a strategy for growth and client conversion, and without freeing up the capacity to learn about YouTube and video and things like that. Not only learn about it, but actually implement those learnings. And I know this because my first, my second, even my third attempt to get onto YouTube was from this place of just jumping in and hoping that it was going to work out with absolutely no strategy and no inkling of the time I'd need to actually make it work. And each time it got to be too much work and not enough focus for absolutely no results. And so it's only really even in the last couple of months that the team and I here at CapShow have felt like we're at the place where we can really focus on being on YouTube. And as a result, it has actually formed a core part of the Honey Trap method, which is my framework for creating content that gets you clients. And if you want to learn more about that method, then you can do that by joining my free Facebook group. We'll leave the link to that in the notes. So for the 84% of people who are already actively on YouTube, who have the capacity and resources to make it work, and for the 8% of people who aren't on there yet but want to be, then you are going to love this episode, because this episode with JP Hi-Tech, he literally is going to lay out the complete strategy on how to leverage YouTube to grow your audience and get you clients. And so I want you to take a little bit of time with this episode, and I want you to write down all of the notes and all the things, because this is literally the blueprint that you need to know in order to have YouTube working for you, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're looking to get clients from your content. This is it, okay? So even if you're not on there on YouTube yet, this is going to give you a really, really great foundational starting point to start to think about all of the pieces that you need to have in place out when you do eventually get onto YouTube. So that's what we're going to be diving into this episode. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of CapShow, the fastest way to create content that gets you clients. And this is Win the Content Game. JP, welcome back. This is the second time you're going to be on my podcast, and we are here talking about winning the content game. How are you feeling about this?
I'm stoked. I mean, it's always an honor when you're invited back. It means the first time you've done something right, correct? So, I mean, I can't wait for us to give a lot of value in this masterclass. How have you been since then?
Oh, so good. I had to get you back because I had people DMing me being like, for example, JR Sparrow, he DM'd me and he was like, I just listened to your podcast with JP and it's convinced me that I have to be on YouTube. So I was like, okay, JP has a lot to talk about. He has so much to share. And I was like, all right, JP, you're coming back and we're doing a whole series. The next three episodes is going to be on YouTube, specifically how to get clients on YouTube. So are you pumped? You up for this, JP?
Oh, yeah, let's go. I can't wait. I have a lot to share. Excited about that. And so, yeah, let's go. YouTube is one of my favorite, you know, subject matter to talk about. And so let's go. I'm excited.
Yes. Okay, we're going to get straight into it, because even before we jumped on, you were rattling off like, I think it was like six things that you wanted to cover in 30 minutes, by the way. So we're going to try our best, JP. Let's get. And I want, you know, as we're talking to some of the tips that you're going to be sharing with people, I want you to kind of also think back to when you were doing this with your own channel and with clients, like talking through your own experiences as we go. Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I love the topic, how to get clients from YouTube. This straightforward. I wanted to make it clear at the beginning so folks understand who this is for. This is for the people that really want to build a business, because I always say YouTube, we have two types of people. We have, you know, the ones that are on YouTube to entertain, and then we have the ones that are on YouTube to build a business. So if you're interested in building a business, meaning you really have an offer, you really want to make money off of YouTube, leveraging YouTube as one of your main strategies for business growth and conversion, then this strategies we'll talk about today is for you. There's a way to approach to it so that you can really leverage that and grow.
Man, this is awesome. Okay, let's go. Let's go. And you actually just started to seed pretty much the first thing, because I think we all know if we want to make money, we kind of need to know what we're making money with. And that comes down to our offer. So can you start us off there? Like, this seems to be the most important thing that we need to at least have an idea. We don't have to necessarily get it right, because I think a lot of us don't get, you know, we're always iterating our offers and the things that we're putting out there. But I'd love to get your thoughts on what level do you think we need to be at with our offers, with the thing that we want to actually monetize in order to start getting clients from YouTube?
Great, great question. So of course, we want to define our offer. We need to have a clear offer. We need to know who, what, how, and why, who we are, what we're offering people, how we're going to offer that to them, and why should people even care to, you know, listen to us or learn from us, aka our expertise. That's very important. So before we hit the record button, before we show up on YouTube to start anything, we need to have that offer so that whenever we come on YouTube, because we're building the business and everything we're doing on YouTube is to what? Redirect that traffic back to our offer and have people purchase our product and services. We know everything we have to tell them to get them excited for them to go ahead and want to purchase or work with us. So that is something that I always say to all my clients, you know, make sure that you have that defined. Take the time to do that. I call that the foundation of, you know, success on YouTube. Because when you're building a house, the foundation is very important. But most of the time, that's not what people see. So that work off of YouTube, most people are not going to see that. But that's the foundation. That's how it's going to allow your house that you're building to sustain adversity, to sustain the days where things are not going the greatest for you on YouTube, and to keep making money.
Oh, that is so good. Okay, so I don't want to go too much into offers, because I think the next series that we're going to do after this, JP, is going to be around offer creation. But I'd love to get your thoughts, like, in terms of from YouTube, because obviously we have an offer, which is the thing that we're going to make money from. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming that, well, I'd love to get your thoughts. Are we sending people straight there from YouTube, or is it almost an interim step, like a way to maybe even, whether it's a lead magnet or something, to use YouTube to build our list to then get them into our offer? Like, what? How do you kind of play the YouTube game from that perspective?
Man, actually, you just jumped to step number 3, because it's part of it. But yeah, absolutely. I mean, a quick to answer your question real quick. Whenever you build everything properly on YouTube and you're sending people to your offer, you want to give people something. People always looking for a lead magnet, a free giveaway or something that's going to, you know, make them want to be part of your world. We call that building and owning your own audience. And that's, you know, step number 4, where you redirect people to somewhere that you leverage to grow that database. And as you give them something, now they have a reason to be part of your world. And now that they're part of your world, now they can want to purchase, you know, some things that you have. That's one approach that you want to take. But also in regards to, you know, descriptions and the things that you're putting, you want to have a clear offer as well and a clear CTA that people can go to, click on, and see exactly what you will have to offer. Now, explain what you're offering, and then giving them a freebie is two different things, because now they see, okay, this is the solution that you have. This is how you can help me. And if I click here, I can purchase your offer. However, on the same, you know, platform, you're giving them a something free, like, hey, guess what? Click here and learn more about A, B, and C, or get my free guide to something specific. So they'll look at that. They'll join your world because they've already appreciated the value you've delivered to them on YouTube. You give them a reason to click on the link and to go on your page. And now you're inviting them to have an experience with you. And they'll go ahead and subscribe for free. It doesn't cost them anything. And from there, while they're thinking of maybe spending that money, now you give them a clear reason to spend that money based on how you have everything set up. So yeah, great question. And that is the approach you want to use on YouTube.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I feel like I've jumped the gun. So we're going to like rewind a little bit. Okay. So step number one that you spoke about was really about building the offer, right? Mm-hmm. Like we need to have something that to monetize. So I know that I jumped us to like step number three. So I want to fill in that gap. What is step number two?
Fantastic question. So we have our offer. Now that you have a clear offer, now you can go on YouTube. You can go on YouTube, create a YouTube channel and everything. Now, what do you do on YouTube? Great question. Step number two, whenever we're on YouTube, we want to make sure that we're creating what I call relevant solution before recording.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
Relevant solution before recording. So what is that? Since we don't have a whole lot of time because we have a full masterclass coming up, let's give you a little bit in this time. So the strategy is what? A, define your ideal clientele on YouTube. Every YouTube channel should be part of a specific category. Is it business? Is it entertainment? Is it construction? Is it the medical field? Define which industry your channel is part of, which should be clear in relation to the type of product or service that you have to offer. And whenever you create a YouTube channel, make sure that you respect that when you're creating that. Now, you want to have a relevant solution for them. It's not because, here's the thing, it could be a solution and not be relevant.
Uh-huh.
It has to be relevant on YouTube for people to care about it. So ask yourself, is the solution that I want to offer relevant? Is it relevant today? How do you know that? Well, you have to do your background research to see what problem people are facing and what type of solution could be relevant to their pain point today. And whenever you've determined that, now you can, you know, tailor that and know, these are, you know, the pain points I'm going to address. These are the things I'm going to offer them. And now you have a clear, relevant solution that you will record your content about. And whenever you do that, now after you record stuff like that, YouTube will categorize you from the algorithm. And they'll be like, okay, this channel is in this field, given these relevant solutions, because what people are searching for that. Remember, the algorithm knows what people are searching for. And because your content is relevant to that problem, YouTube will now recommend it and send traffic to your video and to your channel. And now you become a recommended YouTube channel.
Okay, this is cool. All right. So going back to like how we know whether or not it's aligned, because I think I get tripped up on this a lot myself personally, where I'm like, our offer is obviously a cap show is the thing that we're selling at the end of the day. But the things that we talk about is a lot broader than what it is that cap show does. Now, is that a bad thing? Because everything's still linked somehow, you know, Capshow's all about helping people get clients from their content, which is kind of what we're talking about today. But sometimes I might be talking about things like, for example, getting someone to talk about creating an offer, which isn't exactly about the content side of things. It's more almost like further down the funnel for a lot of our audience. Is that okay? Like, you know, how far can we go with the content that we're actually creating as it pertains to our actual offer?
Great, great question. I love examples. Like you took an example now, you said capture. A lot of folks sometimes mistaken the product for the service. Capture is the product, it's not the service. So the question will be, what solution does the product solve or bring to the table? What problem is capture solving? That answer is the solution. And so now it is important that we separate that. I have a product, but what's my solution? Meaning, what problem is my product solving? That is what we're talking about, the solution that we're bringing to the table. Now, when we're talking about a solution, we already know that people have a specific problem. So going to how general could we be? Well, that leads us to point number three. I love that you asked that question. So let's go ahead and talk about that because it's great. Point number three has to do with CPC, which is click per conversion. Okay. So on YouTube, that is something that we need to understand. Click per conversion. What does that mean? Well, let me slow down a little bit. It is important that whenever we're going on YouTube, that we go with getting paid first perspective. As a business owner, everything we're doing is what? First, to get paid first. So one, like I said, who is the ideal client? Do we know that? Well, if we know that, then two, what is the main pain point that they have? Then what is their desired outcome? So you have Capsule, you're solving the problem. However, What are people looking for? If you research, you could see, for example, that people are looking for an AI-based solution. So you could have Capsule and not have AI part of Capsule. Thank God, if you know Capsule, you know they have AI, right? P.S. But you see what I'm talking about? You could have Capsule and have the same solution, but it's not AI-based. And so now you know you have a solution, but it's not the desired outcome that people are looking for. Why? Because people will tell you they don't have time. They're busy. They want an AI that can automatically solve certain problems or questions they have. So now you need to incorporate the people, which is the target audience, desired outcome. So now that we have the desired outcome, now we want to have specific tailored to them videos. Here's the thing. The broader you are, the less likely you are to convert people. What does that mean? Again, we can talk about the solution without mentioning AI or what AI is actually doing to make the solution unique versus the competition. If you don't mention that, then you're a little on the broader spectrum of it. So somebody that's looking for a specific AI-based solution will skip over your video and not even realizing that that's what you have. So it is important to be very specific. I always say broad equals broke, and then specific equals high traffic. So it is very important that we're specific. Why? Because that's going to bring the high traffic we're looking for in order to convert them. So the further or the broader we are, the harder it will be for people to buy our product and service. We could get the views on YouTube. We could get the comment and likes, but we will have a hard time converting them, which is the ultimate goal for a business owner to be on YouTube, is to convert.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. And I'm just also opening people's minds to the possibilities of this, because we are talking about converting, like getting clients from YouTube. And so everything that you're talking about is making so much sense. But I know that there are going to be some people, some creators who are like, they do sometimes come across a particular topic that they know their audience cares about, but might not be, you know, 100% aligned to what it is that they're offering. In that case, JP, is it okay to still have that content on there, but just knowing that the conversion, that the click per conversion on that is probably going to be lower than the content that you put out there that is specifically aligned to what it is that you farm?
Absolutely. Great question. And that is something that, you know, me included at the beginning of YouTube, I struggle with, because we have what we like. We have what we believe we should give people. We have what we believe our community likes. And then we have what we know with research that is a solution. So there's all of this mixed into one. And we always say, it's my YouTube channel. That is the truth. It's your YouTube channel. I would say knowing what you're expecting, meaning the expected result, gives you a clear picture of what you're doing and how you get there. And so if you know, like you just said, that if I were to embark discussing a topic that, based on my research and everything, may not give me the best return on investment, but I still want to talk about it, that's perfectly fine. However, if the topic that you want to discuss is polar opposite to the industry that your channel is in, it will kill your YouTube channel.
Yeah, let's definitely very important. Not do that.
Do not do that. So remember, everything we're discussing, if, for example, your YouTube channel is all about tech, please don't go discuss anything that has to do with skydiving or construction.
Yes.
Right? Your current audience and your new potential audience. And that is very important. And this is about to lead me to the next point. And I love the way the conversation is going. It's just like Deidre knew exactly the things that we were going to talk about today. And well, the next point is client retention content. This is what we're talking about, right? Because on YouTube, those are things that we need to care about with it, which is one, CTR, click-through rate, two, retention, three, watch time. If we're going to be on YouTube, we have to know what these things mean. CTR is click-through rate, meaning when somebody click on the video, are they staying in throughout the video, or are they clicking on and then clicking off after like 1 second, 5 second, 10 second, or 1 minute? That's very important. We need to care about that. And YouTube gives us those data in our YouTube studio. That leads us to the click-through rate, leads us to the retention. Believe it or not, for YouTube, views are the least important thing. They care most about your retention. And the retention is how long are people staying and watching your video. So that goes back to the type of content we're creating. Knowing that the channel is part of a specific industry and knowing the pain point that the potential customers are facing and knowing that we're creating specific targeted content that is what relevant to their pain point. If we were to go and record a video that's not as relevant and it's just, you know, entertaining, well, how's the retention there? We want to look at that. If we notice that the retention is low, well, guess what? Stop recording it because the data doesn't lie and the numbers are telling you, even though it may be fun for 10% of your subscriber base, well, you still have 90% that really do not care as much. Or you can have 30% that's watching it. What about the, you know, the 70% that's truly there and that is ready to spend money? Because ultimately, you want to make money. So you may want to balance and have a healthy approach in regards to that. Because whenever you started your journey on YouTube or everything you're doing, people are having a specific expectation. So give them what they're expecting first. Then you can produce backup content for what's requested. And then that leads us to the last point here to understand is the watch time. The watch time is how many hours are people spending watching the content you're creating. So depending on the type of content you're releasing, if you realize that your watch time is increasing, it means you're doing something great. And YouTube cares more about your watch time than your likes, comments, and subscriber base. So if you have 10 subscribers and your watch time is super high, guess what? YouTube will prefer your YouTube channel versus if you had 1,000 and you have a super low watch time. So again, click-through rate, retention, and watch time.
Oh, so good. I think, JP, there's so much that we're going to do together. The challenge, I reckon we go deep into how to get these three metrics. Does that sound good to you? We don't have a lot of time on this podcast, but there's going to be like a Facebook group live that we're going to do together in my community. There's going to be a YouTube masterclass. There's going to be a challenge. There's going to be so much that we're going to deep dive into specifically some of these things that you're talking about so that we can actually help people succeed on YouTube and get clients from their content, which is so cool.
Absolutely. Yes, we will dive deep into it. There's more to this. We need to clearly understand how to look at it, how to pull it up. One of the strategies to increase our watch time, retention, watch, all those things we can't talk about in a 30-minute podcast. So we need that masterclass. So yeah, I hope they're ready for it because this transformed my experience. Yes.
Awesome. Well, we will definitely be leaving links in the show notes to sign up for those things. But let's keep going because I think if I am counting right, we're up to number 5. So let me just quickly recap. So number 1, we need to know our offer before even coming onto YouTube. Number 2 is we need to, knowing that offer, create the relevant solutions to record content about. Mm-hmm. Number 3, we need to know what it is that we're getting people to click onto in order to convert. And then number 4 is this, like creating this client retention content. So I think we're up to number 5.
That is correct. Yes, we're up to number 5. Yes, love it, love it. So let's go. Let's talk about it, right? Number 5, we want to talk about the solution here. And I will say the solution is a combination of a couple of things. The solution is a combination of the title. Remember, you have a product and you're solving somebody's problem. So as you come on YouTube and you're creating your content, your relevant content, you're offering them a solution. So your solution, people will first see your video. So it's a combination of the title plus the thumbnail that what resonates with the target audience, right? So this is very important. Again, going back, if it's general, it will give you general clicks. If it's clickbait, the clicks will come, but it will be from the wrong audience. It's very important. The audience is very important because a lot of time people tell you just do a clickbaity, you know, thumbnail. It's great to have traffic. But if most of the traffic that are coming to our YouTube channel is not our ideal clientele, guess what? We will not be able to convert them. And ultimately, it will be wasted effort, wasted time. What we want to do here is attract the people that are going to spend money with us. So how do we do that? Understanding the way to combine our title and our thumbnail that will resonate with the target audience. We cannot get into the blueprint of that. We will do that in the masterclass so they can learn more of how do you actually create a title and a thumbnail that truly resonates. What's the strategy there? There's a strategy to do it. And if you do it, now you're attracting the people. Now, of course, there's always going to be a percentage of curious visitors that are not part of the core audience that you're looking for. That's perfectly fine. But here's what's going to happen. People will be curious. They might really stay because of how well structured your YouTube channel is. And then from there, they really want to go ahead and be part of your world. And let me share you a share story. That happened to me where I had a customer that watched me for 9 months. Let me say that again. 9 months, this customer watched me. They joined my conference. They joined my email list. They've been watching me on YouTube. And then after 9 months, they decided to spend money with me. Here's the thing. When they started, they were just curious. But then they appreciated the way I was creating and engaging with everyone. Then from there, they decided to join my world, my email list and everything. And from there, they decided to get my help on their own product and service. So understand that, you know, it is important to follow your blueprint that we're giving you and trust the process. And you will see that after a while, it may not support some people, it may not be today, but because of your consistency, and that's another thing, another point that I'm going into. If you didn't notice, I'm going to point number six. I'm sorry. So six, consistency. Consistency is a big deal on YouTube. How consistent we are, how serious we are about the content we're creating, and how we're showing up for the people that, you know, have decided to follow us. So be consistent. Be consistent. Let me say it again. Be consistent. All right.
Oh my gosh. Okay. There is literally way too much that we could cover in this. So I'm so excited that you're going to be doing a whole bunch of things with us. You're going to do a live for our community inside on Facebook. You're going to do a live on YouTube with us, a masterclass, and we are going to do a 5-day challenge just all about this topic, getting clients from YouTube. I'm so excited. So JP, for people who are like listening to this for the first time and they've just come across you and what it is that you do, because you have so much to share and you have so much to give, where is it that they can follow you or give them your lead magnet? How do we get clients converting for you?
Awesome. Yes. One thing that I love is networking. I love connecting with people. So of course, you know, I'm on YouTube. We're talking about YouTube. I'm on YouTube. Just the handle is at JP High Tech, JPHIGHTEK. I'm on YouTube. Let's connect. Let's grow together. My YouTube is all about, you know, empowering business owners to grow their business, leveraging content creation. And of course, one place that I want to send you to is straight to the website, which is contentcreatorsuniversity.com. Contentcreatorsuniversity.com. Go there today. Register, create a free account. If you're all about, you know, creating content and leveraging the content you're creating to grow your business, you're looking for strategies and you want to network with other people. You know, mindset is very important. So being part of a group of like-minded individuals is very important for us to grow. And so you surround yourself with amazing folks in our community that also are serious about growing their businesses, leveraging content and technology. And that's what I do. But ultimately, I'm a global branding expert. And so I work with individual small businesses and people that are looking to leverage technology, video, and content creation to really grow and dominate their competition. And that's what I do. And of course, my website is my name, jphightech.com. I would love to connect.
Wow. JP is seriously one of the most giving people I have come across in this industry. Like, absolutely. And so you're definitely going to want to connect with him. We've left all of his links in the notes for this episode. And let me know if you are in the 84% of people who are already on YouTube, or if you're in that 8% of people looking to get onto YouTube, has this episode changed how you think about being on there? Let me know by leaving me a message through the link in the notes or in the comments if you're on YouTube. I'd love to hear from you. I know that JP is one of the most giving people in the industry, because guess what he agreed to do to keep giving to the Capture community, to our Captchovians? He agreed to keep giving. And I twisted his arm and he did an in-depth training going specifically into the anatomy of a YouTube title and description that converts into clients. Yes, so if you want access to that free training, you can get it in our free Facebook group. You can just search Capture on Facebook, or we will leave the link as well, so you can go via the link in the notes. Thanks so much for tuning in today's episode. My name is Deidre Shen. Stay awesome.